A reading from the first letter of St. John. By this we may be sure that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, but disobeys his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly love for God is perfected. By this we may be sure that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. Yes, I am writing you a new commandment, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness still. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and in it there is no cause for stumbling. But he who hates his brother is in the darkness, and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And the Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 2. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to thy people Israel. And his father and his mother marvelled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. In celebrating the birth of the Word as a man, we are celebrating a new kind of knowledge, a new light, a new understanding of human life that has come into the world with him. He is God's eternal wisdom. But this is not just an intellectual change, a new piece of information. It is a new praxis, a new possibility for living, for this new light is a new life and a new love. In some ways, as the first reading from 1 John puts it, it is an old commandment, the original commandment, since the law given through Moses is already a revelation of this same wisdom. But in other ways, this is a new commandment because of Christ's birth, since now, as 1 John puts it again, the true light is already shining. It is not just that God gives us a new and more attractive example of good living. It is not just that God gives us a more compelling motive for good living. God has done a new deed, acted in a new way, and thereby given himself to the world as never before, establishing in a moment of the world's history a new beginning and a new destination for humanity. The presentation of Jesus in the temple shows very clearly how this change comes about. Everything is done in accordance with the law of the Lord. This is stressed more than once. But everything is done also by the prompting of the Spirit, who rests on Simeon, reveals new things to Simeon, and prompts him to come to the temple to meet God's new act, the salvation that will enlighten the pagans and the glory of Israel. A glory long promised to Israel, but whose fulfillment is in a way nobody could ever have anticipated. So the Spirit manages the change from the old to the new, working in these good people, Elizabeth, Anna, Simeon, and above all, Mary. So the new commandment, that we can only be sure of understanding things truly if we love our brother, is planted in a soil well prepared by fidelity to the original commandment. The Word made flesh is, as Thomas Aquinas puts it, the Word that breathes love. It is not just that love is the meaning of this Word. Love is the power and the life of this Word. Love is the reality of this Word. He is a Word that is only understood and only received where there is love, and people are living the same kind of life as Christ lived. This new light, the Word of life, the Word breathing love, is destined to encounter opposition, difficulty, and rejection. All who follow him must be ready for a struggle, but where they have received him and given the Word a home, they can walk without fear of stumbling. These are people who have come to know Christ and so live as he did. They live in the light. Their lives are established on the Word of life. They love their brothers and sisters. These are the people we call saints, and it is in them that we see that knowing God and loving humanity are the same reality.